We all have a precious gift. It's the gift that's called memory. We all need our memory in order to exist. Everything we are as individuals and as a community is contingent on us having a memory. If we didn't remember things, if we didn't remember our family, events, information, important people in our lives, it would be like living every day in an endless whirlpool of information, and we would need to relearn everything that we know each time that we encounter it. I feel that way sometimes when you're giving a newborn baby a bath. Every time you put that baby in the bathtub, it's a brand new experience for them, and it's delightful to watch, but I often think about what would be if every single time we had to do anything, it was a brand new experience for us. Memory is a gift. On the other hand, too much memory is also not good. The only way we can survive life is because we have another gift called the gift of forgetfulness. We all have had, in our past, terribly embarrassing, excruciatingly embarrassing experiences. Think about what it felt like at that moment. Try and feel that feeling for a moment. What did that feel like? Or, of course, the terrible trauma of losing someone who's close to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a gift that time does, to a certain extent, heal wounds. We're not living every single bit of pain we have ever experienced every single moment of the day. We're not experiencing every little bit of embarrassment we've ever suffered every moment of the day. If we would, we would lose our minds in agony. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a gift of memory, and he's given us, to counteract it, the gift of forgetfulness. And then he warned us, and he said there are six things that we have to actively remember every single day. We call them the Shesh Zechiros. Zechiros Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Ma'amad Har Sinai, that Hashem gave us the Torah by Har Sinai. We have to remember Amalek, and that we have to want to destroy Amalek. Maaseh Egel, you have to remember the Egel, Miriam, that Miriam got punished for speaking Lashon Hara, and of course we have to remember Shabbos. There's specific reasons why we need to remember these things. We need to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, as that is the basis of our being chosen as an Am Segula, our special mission. We received that mission on Har Sinai, and that's number two. In the desert, and always, there are both external and internal forces that seek to destroy us and our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are reflected in Amalek, who is our external enemy, and the Egel, our internal enemy. We really nearly destroyed ourselves. So that's three and four. The remembering of Miriam is interesting, as it seems to be a minor detail in our vast history. Even if you look at the things that happened in the Midbar, it seems to be a minor detail. However, there were two sides to the Luchos, and Bein Adam L'Chaveri is not less important than Bein Adam L'Makom. The harsh punishment that Miriam got for speaking Lashon Hara about her brother, even with good intentions, is a lesson that we must reflect on daily. And on the flip side, the fact that all Klal Yisrael waited for her, which is also something we have to remember, is instructive. We need to be sensitive, we need to be kind. And finally, we need to remember Shabbos, because Shabbos reaffirms our belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Everything we do, every single day, should show us that we are Yidden who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believe that he created the world and continues to do so, and that we have a responsibility, because of this belief that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about how we play out our lives. All my decisions are based on my emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos is the symbol of Emunah. That's remembering. As a side point, interestingly, we can fulfill the mitzvah of remembering at least 5 out of 6 of them by saying Shema every day. Because in Shema, first of all, there's Shema, where we remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then there's one sentence that we say in Shema, in the Berachah Shema, V'kereftanu Malkeinu L'Shimcha HaGadol L'Hadais Lecha U'Liyachetcha Ba'ava. And there I have 4 out of the 6 Zechiras. V'kereftanu Malkeinu, you brought us close, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Har Sinai. L'shimcha HaGadol. It's well known that Amalek, it says, Ki yad al keiska, that Amalek's hand is on the kisei of Ka, of Hashem, and it says Hashem's throne is not complete. He calls it a case and not a kisei.
and Ka, Hashem's name, is not complete, we only have the Yud and the He and not the Vav and the He, as long as the Malik is still in the world. So when we say V'keravtanu Malkeinu Hashem, you brought us close, L'shimcha HaGadol, to your full name, there we're making reference to the, when we're going to finally get rid of Amalek, L'haydais L'cha, to thank you, to acknowledge you, to look to you for the guidance, and what Miriam did not do, to recognize that our mouth was created for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is L'haydais L'cha, to acknowledge you, to give gratitude to you, to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I have a mouth. And then L'yachetcha Ba'ava, which means to focus all of our everything that we are serving only to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, liyachedcha, that you are the yachid bahava, with love, and not like what we did by the Chayta Egel. Just a side point. So we have our remembering and the gift of remembering, and then we have our forgetfulness. And like we said, forgetfulness is a gift. And the Orchas Tzadikim gives a few other very interesting insights into the gift of forgetfulness and why we have it, or what benefits there are to forgetfulness. And Orchas Tzadikim says one of the things we should do is to forget all the mitzvahs that we performed. Otherwise, we're going to be filled with our own sense of righteousness and what a big tzaddik we are, rather than the humility and spirituality that such behavior should bring about. So don't go around remembering all of your mitzvahs. Forget that too. Forget also the insults and the disagreements and the things that we hold on to that we don't know how to forget and we don't know how to leave go. But forget that, the slights and the wrongs that other people have done to us. Free ourselves of the negatives. Holding on to them just brings more pain and more difficulty, and if we could forget a little bit of that self-righteous pain, we're only the better for it. The Orchas Tzadikim also says something so interesting. He says that Hashem created us that we don't remember all the Torah that we learned. We can't help but forget some of what we've learned, because real Torah learning only comes with chazar, with learning things over and over and over again. And if we were gifted with the ability to remember all the Torah, then what would we review? The gift of forgetfulness ensures that we never forget the process of learning. Rav Elie Meir Blachov tells, wrote very interestingly, a letter in 1943. Now, in 1943, World War II was raging. Rav Elie Meir Blachov, who had learned in Telz, Lithuania, was now in Cleveland, facing the devastation of the destruction of his whole yeshiva, family members, of his entire life. And he was safe in America, but he knew what was going on in Europe. And he wrote in this letter that the reason that Yosef named his firstborn son Menashe, which is translated as Menashe, Nashani, Hashem has caused me to forget all my hardships and all my father's household. Why would he be thanking Hashem with the name of his son, that Hashem has caused me to forget my father's household? And he says, the only way I could survive in Mitzrayim without constantly holding on to the fact that, why am I not home? And what my father's house was like, and what it was like to be able to learn with Yaakov Avinu, and what it was like to be able to be in the presence of my family and not here in Mitzrayim, and foreigner in a foreign land. And Rav Blach said, I have to forget, after all that decimated Telz of pre-World War Europe, if I hold on to everything that Telz was and all that was lost, he would never have been able to rebuild Telz on American shores. He learned from Yosef that, of course, you have to remember what was, and everything that was rebuilt is on the echoes of what was. But if you live in the past, if you're living always thinking about how this can't be, what it's not a good reflection of what was, or like this is just a pale version, or it's so terrible that we don't have it, you can never move forward. We can't be stuck in yesterday's glories. We have to use yesterday's glories, but we have to forget a little bit, otherwise we can't move on. Forgetfulness and memory, gifts, each one has its gift, each one has its time, each one has its purpose. However, in our parsha this week, we see what happens when we confuse our gifts. When we take the phenomenal ability that Hashem gave us to forget, And like we said, and we just listed so many things from the Archas Tzadikim of what we should forget and how we should forget and why it's good to forget. And we use that gift of forgetfulness to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzur Yiladcha Teshi. I gave you the ability to forget, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you used it to forget the one thing that you may never ever forget. You used it to forget me. Tzur Yiladcha Teshi translates as the rock of your childhood, a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Teshi, you forget. We have already had many days of Yontiv, and we're going to have many, many more. Let us use our time to fill up our storehouses of memory. Let us use the time to prepare ourselves for Yom Kippur, so that when we're standing at that moment of Ne'ilah, the pinnacle of all the work we've been doing for the last many days and will continue to do for the few days we have left until Yom Kippur comes, and we're standing there by Ne'ilah at that moment, we remember with perfect clarity who I am, where I want to be, and how I want to spend my year next year. And I don't want to waste opportunities, and I don't want to mess up. I want to do everything right next year. And so by Ne'ilah, I have to remember, and I have to take that memory with me. There is much we want to forget about the year that has passed, and even more that we need to remember. Let us let go of the painful, unnecessary memories. We all say it on Erev Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I forgive everyone who has hurt me, whether I know about it, whether I don't know about it. Please don't let anybody suffer because of me. We ask that those who we've hurt likewise forgive us. So we want to let go of the painful, unnecessary memories, but never forget who I am, why am I here, and what do I want to accomplish in the year that comes.